AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization says it is holding talks with Russia about its newly approved coronavirus vaccine. Tarek Jasatrevic is with the WHO.
We are in close contact with the Russian health authorities, and discussions are ongoing with respect to possible WHO pre-qualification of the vaccine. But again, pre-qualification of any vaccine includes the rigorous review and assessment of all required safety and efficacy data.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement. He emphasized the vaccine underwent the necessary test and has proven efficient, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus. Putin also said one of his two adult daughters received two shots of the vaccine. In Taiwan, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is criticizing China, the country where the coronavirus was first detected.
Beijing appears to have resisted information sharing, muzzling doctors who spoke out, and hobbling the world's ability to respond.
China denies the charge, saying it communicated information about the virus as soon as it had it. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is getting ready for schools there to reopen.
The most important thing is to get our schools back in September, and that is what we're going to do. And I'm very impressed by the steps that have been taken to ensure that schools are safe, and I have no doubt that they will be.
Parts of the Midwest are without power after a powerful storm packing 100-mile-per-hour winds battered the region. The storm, known as a derecho, tore into eastern Nebraska, across Iowa, and parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. At least one person died. A court in Texas is launching what the state says is the nation's first virtual jury trial in a criminal case. The case began this morning with potential jurors popping onto the screen in a virtual Travis County courtroom outside San Antonio before being separated out to complete surveys and receive training on how to use Zoom. This is AP News. As the debate rages about whether to return to school, the AP's Sagar Magani has more on what kids have to say.
From kindergartners to high schoolers, there's a mix of glee and fear about learning either at home or in class. A Connecticut 4-year-old would rather go to school, saying it has more toys and is more fun. But many kids say they're worried about staying healthy, about classmates breaking rules on wearing masks and keeping their distance. A 13-year-old in Las Vegas will head back to school in 3 weeks and predicts they'll be back home in a month. In Arizona, a 10-year-old says he didn't feel safe at first when returning to school last week, but it got better. In Colorado, one 6-year-old who'll head back to class this month hopes she can wear a unicorn mask. I'm Sagar Magani.
And anxious parents around the country are looking to schools that have already opened for signs of how it might go. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.